You are about to hear the Travel World Radio Show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal, along with Bob Cassini at Master Control and Stephen Pickford in Studio West in Beaconsfield. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Willem.
Well, we got a lot of interesting topics to talk about today. One of the interesting treats, unless she gets Eisenthalitis, we'll have
That's a good term, yes.
Yeah, we'll have Melissa Minton talking about spas and massages. Of course, it's a topic that we know all too well.
And been going for massages for over 20 years. So.
And we're going to be getting into that topic, too.
Yes, and of course, somebody else is going for a massage this week. It's apparently on her agenda, according to an email she sent me.
Oh, the smoke lady.
Yes.
Yes, Monica. Yes. We call her the smoke lady. Yesterday, I had a conversation with my girlfriend's sons. We were talking about Quebec history and stuff.
Smoky and Quebec history are certainly tied together.
Well, the former premier of Quebec, René Lévesque, was a chain smoker. Actually, he made chain smokers look like they didn't smoke. And, I mean, if you could have like four cigarettes in between each finger, that would be a little bit. And I think Monica outsmokes him. I'm not sure, but they have a statue of the former premier, and we're wondering why it doesn't billow smoke on a constant basis. It would be more accurate, but
like the steam clock in Gastown in Vancouver.
Can't hide our contempt for the cigarette, but talking about taking road trips and things, there's a lot of road in our future coming up because our own Bob next week, he's a talented drummer, a musician, and he plays in a local band called Little Tees. And this following week, he's going to be in Sept-Îles, Quebec, Bob. Bob?
Yeah, that's me. I'm here.
So we were talking about hitting the road there. Now, does Tony's the guitarist, and he's also leader of the band. Does he have a bus or some kind of a minivan set up for you?
Yeah, we got a minivan.
Oh, okay. So I was wondering how you guys are going to head down there. All go your separate ways and try to find your way to the bar out in Sept-Îles.
No. We're all going in the same truck. Leaving early in the morning. Apparently, we got to take a ferry to get there.
You got to take a ferry? Do you have to take a ferry to get up
there? Across the Saguenay River Fjord.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Just pining for the fjords. Yeah, well, otherwise, you could go all the way around or find some bridge because you get as far as the Saguenay, which is, you know, if you head inland, you'll get to Chicoutimi, Lac Saint-Jean, that kind of area. So, yeah, I guess you do have to get the ferry to cross and continue on. So it's going to be a nice long journey for you. It's about 9 hours just to get to that part, I think. And how much further do you figure it would be in driving, Steve?
Well, most people that go to Sept-Îles try to find one of the few air seats to get there because if they've ever driven it, they never want to do it again.
Sounds like my trip to Gaspé in 1992. I mean, every other year that I've been to Gaspé, I flew because I couldn't stand.
Oh, it's always seemed to be live with the Gaspé, even when I've been on a flight, like the Canadian Regional or the Quebec Air Express flights that go Gaspé, Mont-Joli, Quebec City, up and down and up and down.
Or the time that we got off of Ile de la Madeleine, I kissed the ground when we landed in Montreal.
You are not a big fan of Ile de la Madeleine. It's the same place you go where you want to just totally vegetate and do nothing.
Well, it's a little isolated, we can say. Because
you didn't go to Ile Galganov.
No, we didn't go to Ile Galganov, what we call it the Anglo Island, of course, where there's 110 Anglophones that live there, all with the same last name, and they're isolated. You got to take a boat to get to Ile de la Madeleine, and from Ile de la Madeleine, you got to take a ferry to get to PEI. And before they built the Confederation Bridge, you had to take another ferry just to get to the mainland. That's three ferries. I mean, that's like 12 degrees of separation. I mean, you're isolated.
You are totally out of it.
Any of you guys ever go to Sept-Îles?
No, I've never been to Sept-Îles.
I've not been to Sept-Îles, but the big thing in Sept-Îles is to stay at the Auberge du Gouverneur on Lower Boulevard.
There you go. So we have a connection for Travel World, even in Sept-Îles.
Real great.
Well, so, and then I don't know if there's any massage parlors there for you.
Oh, Oh, I don't know. You have to check out on a some website. But even then, I don't think there's much action to be had there.
Stephen is the reigning expert on massage, of course. And we're going to see. Because the lady coming up, she's a consultant on massage parlors. I wouldn't say parlors, on massages and spas and how to make your spa
perfect. Right, the spa experience, the ultimate spa experience.
I love it. Yeah, all you have to do is call it a spa, and suddenly you can bring it out in the open and talk about it openly like it was a good thing.
Yeah. a quiet moment of relaxation and an atmosphere of elegance and respect.
Exactly. You translated that famous
ad. Quebec, say, talking about Quebec history.
Exactly.
And smoking.
Yeah, oh, God. How many times, you know, you had the old cigarette burning in the corner while you're in there?
Oh, yeah, so you have to kind of pass the staff congregated by the door on smoke break to get in the door.
Well, you know, isn't that the bane of every freaking mall that you go into? I mean, you walk into a place and there's smoke around. You got to pass your bloody smoke tunnel every time you walk into a mall or anything like that. It's really irritating.
I think they sometimes own the world. I was taking the train the other day and walk into the transit shelter, yeah. And there's a sign saying no smoking, but of course,
puff, puff, puff,
the old bitty. So I pointed at the sign and said, out. And, you know, Pierre would have been proud of me.
Yeah.
And she eventually, after giving me a few dirty looks, because remember, I'm a sanctimonious.
Yes, exactly.
She went out on the platform and smoked out in the open. But
then everybody thought there was a forest fire because she was smoking so much.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that would be Monica.
that Mississippi Queen goes from New Orleans to Memphis in the month of May for their Southern Plantations Springtime Gardens Big Band Cruise. Well, it will be hard-pressed to see whether it is her smoking or smokestacks.
Well, yeah, exactly. It'll be hard. It'll be a contest to see whether the coal-fired steam boilers produce more smoke than she does.
Yes. I don't know whether she knows yet that it is a non-smoking vessel.
My God, she's gonna want to be. She's gonna want to follow you on the shore, you know, or follow it in a rowboat or something like that.
Yes, she'll take one of the lifeboats.
Something like that.
Paddle.
What's she gonna do on a non-smoking vessel? She's gonna climb the walls after like 30 seconds. I mean, she smokes more than the steel mills of Pittsburgh. In their heyday.
Yes, in their heyday, yes.
Good Lord. I mean, this is a place that in the 40s, you'd have to take a spare shirt to work because it'd be dirty by the time you get to work.
Yes, I remember those pictures. It was so dark during the day. It looked like it was in middle of the day, 12 noon. It would look exactly like it would be 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. Everyone had the car lights on, the street lamps were on.
Yeah, and Monica wasn't around to produce that. I mean, gee whiz. Well, we'll see how that turns out and how the cigarettes go. And so they'll take their road odyssey from Montreal to Sept Îles, seven islands on the north shore of the St. Lawrence, way, 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 way out there.
Do you know if the ferry runs, it doesn't run 24 hours a day, this ferry, obviously.
No, but I'm sure that you can do a search on the internet under Société de Traversier de Québec, and you'll have the complete schedule.
Oh, okay, great.
So, yeah, Traversier, naturally, that would be intuitively obvious to virtually any traveler.
Oh, yes, or, well, they sometimes have those little pictograms with a chug-chug boat, and then it just says, and with the other words, say, fair may, but the tourist doesn't understand what fair may means, so he still goes to the dock and waits and figures
it out. He's going to be next to the farm, right, yes.
Yes, it's a farm tour. He's combined. You got an attraction package ticket that allows you to take a boat to the farm.
It's a ferry for farm animals. You got to park your car there and then rent another one on the other side.
As long as I don't have to row the thing, it would be okay.
Yeah, you say, Tony, row the boat ashore.
Give me somebody to sing in the van.
Oh, no.
Kumbaya.
Yeah, it's just one step removed from Kumbaya. Oh, no. Nobody wants
or another great one, from the Wally Crowder Show, 110 commercials to wear.
Yeah, that's true. Wally said, let's track sports. Yeah. So the commercial, the nice little road trip. Just make sure it's not a Volkswagen minibus. And you're not driving with a kid called Eric Wilson. Otherwise, you might find yourself getting carjacked somewhere in Nebraska. Come on, Steve. You remember that documentary?
Oh yes, there will be a made-for-TV movie.
All right, we're gonna be taking a break. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening. Following the break.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. And it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Bob Cassini, also in Master Control. And we've got Stephen Pickford, Studio West Beaconsfield, on a nice cold March morning right now. Of course, that tune, Summer's Here, is something that I always wish. But in the meantime, in the wintertime, people up in Quebec, they've got, where I'm from, they've got an uncanny way of just making, having fun, regardless of the circumstances, turning variable lemons into lemonade. Steve, you have the liberty of now introducing our next guest, talking about just such a thing.
Yes, the Ice Hotel in Quebec City, Ryan Fortner. Welcome to Travel World.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, this is the fifth season for the Ice Hotel. We covered it back when it opened in 2001, and it certainly improved. It's a new location, and a lot of great things going on there.
Well, it's definitely a big change over the last 5 years. We only had 6 rooms at the beginning. It was quite small. It was kind of like a test. And now it's developed into this great attraction on-site of the Duchesne Resort, so it has lots of activities, winter activities, and great meals are served at the restaurant there, and people can come for the day or overnight, so it's a great product and it's a great thing to see.
You have an ice chapel there where people actually get married on-site in the ice castle.
Definitely. Some people find it exotic to go for a winter destination because they come from elsewhere where they don't have ice and snow. And we have an ice chapel that will see about 20 weddings this year. So we're really happy with that.
What are some of the winter activities? You mentioned winter activities, but what can people do outside just in the vicinity?
Well, what we have is really an array of selection. It's kind of great for young and old. There's snowshoeing, there's skating, there's sliding, there's dog sledding and cross-country skiing and snowmobiling for those who want a little speed.
Somebody comes to the Ice Hotel for an evening. Run us through what the routine, what their experience would be.
Well, usually they need to check in with us, and we'll set up a time where they're going to get an information session on how to, live the Ice Hotel experience, how to use the sleeping bags that we provide for the night, that they can zip up and they can stay nice and warm inside them. It's about -5 in the hotel, so it's cold, it's below freezing, but it is warmer than outside, but you still need to be dressed warmly while you're walking around, so we tell everyone what to wear, what not to wear, and then we send them off to a great meal at Duchesne for dinner, or they can explore the hotel for quite a while if they'd like. Then people will often have a drink at the Nice Club or Absolute Ice Bar. Our drinks are served in ice glasses, so it's kind of a neat treat. And then they get ready for bed. They can enjoy the hot tubs and sauna that we have right inside an outside courtyard. So it's a hot tub under the stars. And then they can go to bed. But basically they have to crawl into a sleeping bag and get ready for the night, zip up like a little mummy, and then usually we see them in the morning.
Did you get people, for example, that say, I can't sleep, or does that the cool temperature and the ambiance just really contribute to a great night's sleep?
Well, the majority of people say they sleep really, really well, and it's different because the air is kind of humid and cold, so people breathe really well, and they kind of find it relaxing because it's like solitude. It's so quiet in the hotel compared to the background noise we experience every day in terms of appliances and noises from the outside. And people enjoy the sleep, and what they don't expect is to be warm. The only thing that's exposed, and because of the great sleeping bags, is your face, just your nose and your mouth, which you need to keep outside of the sleeping bag because it creates humidity, which can cool you off. So the majority of people enjoy the night, and it's an experience definitely to try.
Now, in the middle of the night, if somebody's like me and they need to get up and go to the bathroom, what's the background for that? Or does that make yellow ice in a corner of the room?
Well, we've taken care of the little details in terms of a kind of bathroom, change room facility right near the hot tubs and sauna, as I mentioned earlier. So it's a short little walk from the room. We do tell people to go to the washroom before they go to bed because we do not want them to have to unzip themselves and really make that trek down the hall. It's about 5 to 10 meters away, and you don't necessarily want to do that, but it's there if you need it. They're not made of ice. We get asked a lot, are the bathrooms made of ice?
Oh, yes, the porta potty and the Johnny on the spot made out of a cube of ice.
That'd be nice, a toilet seat made out of ice.
Yeah, it'd be It'd be a funny sight, that's for sure.
Freezing to the seat. Let me ask you a question, though. How do you do doors, for instance? How are the rooms, I'm assuming, maybe you have like door frames and you build around these door frames to have locking doors?
Well, we don't have any locking doors. What we have are curtains that are covering the doors. So people think immediately, oh, I don't have a lot of intimacy. But you cannot hear anything that's happening in any of the rooms when you walk by the hall.
As much as Stephen has tried.
Oh, yes. You will know the person who's, they wake up in the morning and you see him part of the ice wall with his ear firmly entrenched that he was trying to listen through.
Exactly.
They have to take a warm cup of water and take his ear off of the wall.
Yeah, well, sometimes it happens. People do weird things with ice sculptures, you know. I don't know.
Well, that would definitely be Steve. He's the man who bought the radar listeners and...
and the magic eye that sees through any door.
The voyeur in him, he wants to see everything, I bet, yeah. And people wonder, well, can I get intimate? Can I have a lot of fun with my girlfriend or my wife or my husband? And we the sleeping bags do zip together, and people can stay warm. So, you know, it's definitely an option.
I thought that was a general question, but...
it does give new meaning to the term frigid.
It is. That is a good point. But now tell us about some of the interesting... So you get up in the morning and you have also the shared shower facilities, which are, say, down the hall or outside the building?
They're outside the building. They're in our administrative office where people check in, and there's like a living room with couches and a fireplace where people can warm up after the night, have a hot chocolate or a coffee, and then we can show them where the shared facilities are for bathrooms. A lot of our clients purchase... or in their package, a backup room, we call it, for luggage and a real heated room at the Duchenne Resort. That's why it's a great location, because then they have a place to keep all their stuff. If they have children that need to get up in the middle of the night, they don't want to stay the rest of the night, they're able to go somewhere, and they can feel secure that there's another option. So the ice hotel is the experience, it's the activity. It doesn't have to be the place where I'm obligated to sleep. I can just stay there for a few hours, I can stay there through the night. It's really up to the client.
Now, you mentioned families. How many families come there? How much of a family orientation does the ice hotel provide?
Well, it's mostly for couples, and that's what it was geared for in the beginning. And we're getting more and more families coming. It probably represents about 15% of our clientele. So it's a good chunk there. It's a good amount of people. And we get them coming with one child, five children, six children, the grandmother's coming. It's becoming a full family experience. And we have rooms that are more and more designed for kids that with great themes that really kind of catch their interest, and they run around the hotel. And it's really for all children of all ages. I mean, I've seen adults do crazy things, sliding down the hallways, running all over. It really appeals to our imagination.
Yeah, because it puts you back in the time when you'd think, well, you had those magical winter castles that were part of the Victorian wintertime experience when you'd see the ice palace in a downtown square, and this is recreated, but you can actually stay in it.
Exactly. It's the snow fort we all wanted.
Yeah, the ultimate snow fort. I was about to say that. You know, as speaking as somebody who in my front yard would continually build tunnels and little caves and have little passageways and trenches all over the yard, much to my father's chagrin. But we'd end up having these streets with those massive snowfalls that we'd have, and then the big snowplow would come cut it off. So it'd be a great place to start building tunnels and things, but... This sounds like the grown-up version of that.
Definitely the grown-up, refined version, where a lot of stuff to see, and we have some talented artists that really create a lot of different atmospheres and settings, and each room feels a little different, so it can take a long time to explore. We have 32 rooms, and there are two art galleries, the Grand Hall, which is just massive. I mean, the ceilings are 18 feet to 19 feet high. The walls are 4 feet thick, and there are columns everywhere. So really, it's just mind-blowing in terms of the architectural aspect of it. But it's just really beautiful and fun to watch children walk in, and they're, you know, they're 3 to 4 feet high, and they look up, and they realize this thing is real. It's huge.
You're open this year until April the 3rd. Your season runs beginning of January to beginning of April.
Exactly. January 7th, April 3rd this year. Next year should be roughly the same. There's still time to see the ice hotel this year. We have guided tours, visits, overnight stays, starting at $199 per person. And the tours start at $14 for an adult, only $7 for children. And it's a great family price at $36.
And where can people get more information?
Well, you just have to head to our website. It's www.icehotel-canada.com, And again, it's www.icehotel-canada.com. But people can look at us up anywhere in Yahoo, Google, any kind of search engine, and you're going to find us in a second. Or give us a call at 877-505-0423.
Another great wintertime experience, getting visitors from all across Canada and the United States and internationally as an experience in Quebec City, the Ice Hotel just outside of Quebec City on the shores of Lac Saint-Joseph.
Thanks for joining us on the Travel World Radio Show. We're taking a break, and this is Willem Backus. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Bob Cassini at Master Control and Stephen Pickford in Studio West in Beaconsfield. And this is the segment you've all been waiting for, something that we've been looking forward to an awful long time because something near and dear to us, something that Stephen's got 20 years experience and knowledge in. Steve, you have the honor of introducing our next guest.
Yes, Melissa Minton is a spa consultant, a respected authority in the spa industry who consults on the design, the opening, the operational aspect of spas, and she joins us this morning on Travel World. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Now, great. Spa experience, spas are a booming industry these days.
Spas are a booming industry these days, and we're seeing them all over the place. In fact, our consulting firm did a feasibility study for a major fast food chain just a couple of years ago, and you wouldn't really think about hamburgers with spa, but that's definitely what they were thinking.
That's my ultimate spa.
Oh, eating a hamburger while you're at the spa.
Hamburgers?
Put the pickles over your eyes and go from there.
Hamburgers and a spa treatment? What could be better than that, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, I mean, enjoying some great food. Maybe Pierre Duquette should get into the business.
The Pierre Duquette Place for Ribs, now featuring Hamburger Spa.
But we are seeing spas being placed all over the world and in unique venues. For instance, we put spas in zoos, in botanical gardens, in caves, on showboats, on sailboats, all over the place.
In a zoo, if you can get past the bear at the entrance, you can get to the spa.
Yes, and you're allowed to be bear inside.
Yes, he's barely there. But I would go on, but it's only a splinter interest. Now, one of the things about the spa experience that we enjoy so much on Travel World, our show is all about enjoying the better things in life and pampering yourself. And these days of stress and whatnot, spas have become a very real and a very much desired feature of any particular trip. Now, I know, Melissa, that you, when you consult with them, you can actually give people tips on how to make their spas more profitable. Give us a little bit of insight on that.
Well, with reference to resorts in particular, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners like to go to, I'm always telling folks, the spa directors at resorts, that not only do they need to have a venue that's opulent and beautiful and welcoming and relaxing, but they also need to have really well-honed technicians who could do a great job when actually doing the services and have just over-the-top customer service.
Well, it's all a people business, and it's hospitality business. I don't know how many that sometimes you go for a massage, it's the actual person that you interrelate with that makes it a make-or-break experience.
Yeah, and if they're angry or if their beeper is going off or
so they're eating their fast food or smoking their cigarette, yes.
Right, it's not a good experience. So they have to actually be enjoying what they're doing, and we're finding at some resorts that isn't the case. So as a consumer, when you're shopping around for a resort, if the spa element is very important to you, find out exactly how they train their staff, what you can expect from a visit, even perhaps call for references and find out if other people have been very happy with their spa experience while visiting that resort.
And there are websites out there where people actually rate or talk about their spa experiences, so you can see whether how the place you're thinking of going stacks up against
exactly.
the competition.
Exactly, because it can be a 20,000 square foot beautiful spa with marble, but I always say it may be the Taj Mahal, but the Taj Mahal gets kind of cold on your feet after a while.
It's
all
a
that
mausoleum.
Marble's a little bit unfriendly.
Well, that's one of the important things about spas, and that's also the nice thing about the internet, of course, is that customers do talk amongst themselves. And it is kind of a great way of keeping people in the customer service industry on their toes, making sure that they actually deliver what they promise, because very often, a présentation is going to be misleading. You'll end up selecting somebody that you think is going to be spectacular, and you end up disappointed in the end.
You know, so often that's very true. When you read the menu to a spa and you read this, you know, what your experience is going to be about, and then you go and experience the experience, and you go back and read the menu again, and you're going, wait, this isn't exactly what you promised, you know, to offer me. And if you couple that with poor customer service, then you really have a bad experience.
Well, for sure. And in addition to that, there's also the themes of different spas, which are kind of peculiar. Mm-hmm. We went to a spa out in the Catskills at one point where everybody was dressed in a uniform that looked like something of one of the henchmen in a James Bond movie, you know, Dr. No. And they put me in this hydrotherapy tub, which was it's like sitting in the cockpit of a race car with 120 jets. And that sounds all nice and dandy. When she comes up to you, you basically sit inside this tub. They turn the thing on. And then you figure she's going to leave, well, you know, in, what, you know, 45 minutes, and then he's done. And then she comes up with this a little vial of liquid, and then a little cup full of what looked like, she said they were sea salt and actually some kind of essential oils. I figured it was a muscle relaxant and then seasoning, but that's just me.
Well, that's where she probably dropped the ball, though. Thalassotherapy, which is seawater therapy, is an age-old tradition brought to us from Europe that really is a curative. It's a medical relief for many symptoms of, you know, medical conditions. And we oftentimes find that people like you are abducted, put into a bath, a vial is dripped in, and you don't know what's really going on. But if you had known, you know, what was in the bath, I'm sure you would have experienced a much different sensation of what you were actually enjoying.
It's a matter of communication and letting people know the background, giving them more information, and allowing them to get a greater feel for what's going on.
Exactly. And then I always tell technicians that not to leave the room. I mean, you've got this person who's in a steam tube or who's tied to some kind of something, and, you know, they're being pummeled.
Tied and pummeled, yes.
Yeah, somewhat insulting. So to stay and give a foot massage or a scalp massage and to explain what the person is, you know, actually having done to them makes so much more sense, and it's so much more inviting to a better experience.
Well, it's all about communication and a connection. I mean, this is a very personal kind of thing, having a massage treatment of whatever type, whether it's a reflexology or whether you're having a lower back rub or anything for that matter. And if the person who's giving you the massage, if you don't feel any kind of connection, there's really not much in the way of enjoyment going on. Whereas if you find that you trust the person and you feel a lot more relaxed in their hands, then you're going to get a lot more out, first of all, therapeutically, but also you'll feel a lot more comfortable and a lot more friendly.
There's an emotional attachment there as well.
Well, I see that spas are like sponges. They really are. They take in everything that comes their way, and that means the guests and the people that work there and everything in between. And so as a spa director, you know, coaching spa directors, what I let them know is your staff has to be happy, pleased to be doing what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And if your guests are coming in and they're not happy, the spa is going to start to feel that way too. Yeah. I mean, it's got kind of an energy going through it, because that's really what you're doing at a spa, is touching people and relaying hopefully positive energy.
Well, that comes out for sure. You know, if someone is clearly having a bad day, you know for sure that that's going to come through in whatever they're doing.
Right.
I mean, seriously, I remember being at one particular place, and at one point I just turned around. I said, "Don't like your job, huh?" And and then they gave me this dirty look. I said, "Don't worry, you won't have it for very long."
That's hilarious. Well, I always say tabula rasa. You've got to tabula rasa your employees, and you've got to do the same for clients, because, of course, they're going to come to you, especially at a day spa, and, you know, they're going to just have come from their work, and they're kind of frazzled and maybe in traffic, and you've got to completely make them forget what anything bad that might be going through their minds at that moment, and then transport them into a different kind of experience.
Well, therein lies the entire point of a therapeutic massage experience, getting in there and being transported to almost a different place. And that is really, in this world of stress, is what we need, because if you walk out feeling, "Oh my God, she beat the tar out of me," you're going to go home going, "I'm not going to do that again."
I'll never forget going to I went through Italy during one summer and reviewed spas for 30 days, and I'm in great shape, and I got to meet with their doctor to make sure that I could go to their spa, which kind of scared me to begin with. but then I was in this therapy where I was tied to this table. Mud was coming out of the wall, and it was hot. It was like some kind of volcanic mud. There was no one in the room, and I thought, I'm going to die here, right here in Italy.
It was like the eruption of Mount Vesuvius.
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
And that's me, an expert, and I was terrified.
Did you tell them?
No.
I know how you got out of it. You told them about Operation Grand Slam.
Well, you know, we actually have lunch. I have the Spa Association, which is about 5 years old. It's the largest association for the spa industry in the world. And we actually have launched something called Spa Secure, where we actually go into facilities, make sure that they're clean, they're sanitary, that the people who are doing things like laser hair removal actually understand what they're doing, are licensed to do it, are trained. Because we as an association have received so many calls from people saying, "I was burned by this, I got hurt by that, what do I do?" Spa Secure seems to be the answer to that. And the government just can't seem to keep up.
Well, the government's useless when it comes to regulating virtually anything. I mean, people know that. They're stuck in a world of bureaucracy.
Right.
And that's around the world in virtually every climate. I mean, everybody seems to think, well, my government here is the big problem because of issue A, B, and C. But in reality, it's just the bureaucratic mentality being the only constant anywhere in the world. Now, having said that, industries tend to self-regulate rather well. And thanks to communication devices such as the internet, it's really the consumer who's going to help regulate all this. In this day and age, we're coming up on a break in about 20 seconds. We're talking about massages and spas as one of our favorite topics here on the Travel World Radio Show. We're going to be back following the break right here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, right here on the ABC Satellite Network. Stay listening, everybody.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal. Giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal. Your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get said Reed has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal, and we've got Bob Cassini, Master Control, Stephen Bickford, Studio West in Beaconsfield, and special guest Melissa Minton, spa consultant, spa expert. We have three people here who are actually very well spa experienced. Of course, Melissa probably even more than Stephen and me put together. I wonder if that's possible, Steve.
Yes, it's one of those experiences that I really enjoy, and even looking through a brochure and thinking of where I might actually want to go today.
Exactly. Melissa, so tell us a little bit more about some of the more fun experiences that you've had. I like that story you told the last segment about being tied up and having mud poured all over you.
Oh, yes. Well, I think you're an expert when you really don't like to get a massage anymore. I always tell people I'm paid roughly $500 an hour to get a massage and then tell you why it's bad. So I thought your listeners might actually be interested in talking about some trends that are going on out there.
Sure.
Spas, long ago when I opened my first day spa, I always joked that the police were our first clients because they wanted to know what we were really doing. And it was in our lease that we couldn't be prostitutes. And I thought, oh, how are we ever going to make a living? But now, you know, that spas are all over the place, we're seeing all sorts of new treatments. For instance, I'm sure you're aware of hot stone massage.
Yes, that's very popular over the last couple of years.
Right. Well, we're also now seeing semi-precious gemstone weighing and gemstone massage, where it's the same theory of using the stone to get the deep muscle tissues, but also the energetic healing qualities of each type of gemstone is used on the different chakras of the body, and that's been very popular. And they're also using gemstones in facials. And we've seen a lot of non-ablative skin rejuvenation, both with lasers and enzymatic therapy, chemical therapies, that rejuvenates and lifts the skin so we don't have to go through the Cotton of Windstorm kind of facelift Phyllis Diller thing of the past.
Oh, boy.
We can actually look younger, you know, and refreshed while not having a lot of downtime or surgical time. And then we're seeing in terms of massage, four-handed massage where you have two therapists working on you at one time, and also just various forms of massage. They're calling it fusion massage, where you can actually get Reiki, Shiatsu, some reflexology, all in one visit.
And the different things. I think Stephen will agree, though, one thing you don't want to do is take the four-handed massage.
Well, you have to make sure, and this goes into quality control and personnel training, that you don't have the two therapists talking amongst themselves to the detriment of the customer, like telling their in-house jokes, talking in a foreign language. Yes, we've been there.
I've
done that.
Right.
Smoking their cigarette, talking about what they're planning to do afterwards. Yeah.
I was actually in the Caribbean reviewing spas, and I said, at some point I was so frustrated with the poor quality of service that I said, you know, I'm actually here to write a story and review your services, and the people just did not care. I was hearing about boyfriends, how bad their job was, how much they hated their boss.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, that's just really not what we go to a spa to hear about.
No, that's what the lunchroom and after hours is for. The customer could care less.
Right, right.
They have their own problems. They're going to the spa to get away from those problems. They don't want to start absorbing somebody else's problems.
That's what you're doing there in the first place. I mean,
right.
You know, and then they get to hear about all their problems. Or they pull out their giant poutine Italienne and they start munching on that while the other one starts giving a perfunctory rub on the back. Yeah.
Oh, the other time when I was in Italy, I actually had a sardine facial.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. I mean, I guess sardines are better than anchovies, but that really isn't what I was planning on.
Exactly. Yeah, sometimes, you know, you got to be very careful about the different quality of the services that are offered. I mean, at one point, I went to one particular place for... it was a massage therapist that did isolated stretching on the knees.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked into the place, and then she started asking me, well, what kind of places hurt and so on. I mentioned what I need you to do is work on this particular knee. It's aching, and it kind of needs the treatment. She says, well, then that's the one place I'm not going to touch. And I'm thinking, well, gee, thank you very much. That's what I came here for in the first place. On the other hand, you've got other places here. There's a place here in Pointe Claire, and there's also a bunch of places in Florida who do this isolated stretching thing. It works wonders because there are some treatments that you can take that can actually avoid the need for surgery. You can find, right. You know, re-stretch your tendons and rebalance yourself, build strengthening. So, I mean, there's very real value to this, not just de-stressing, but also for recovery from injury.
Well, and let's talk about it for a second. Medical spas and wellness centers and spas and hospitals have all become just extremely popular in the last couple of years. And the reason why is because people want real therapeutic help. They don't want to just go and be blissfully, you know, relaxed into a state of numbness. They want to actually work on contouring issues or work on deep tissue issues and come out of there feeling better. And as a result of that, we're seeing wellness programming and lifestyle management programming where folks go to the spa every week for a certain set of therapies, and that's just a part of what they do as a lifestyle choice.
They gain greater flexibility in their body, and it assists in the correlation of other bodily functions.
Right. Well, we're even seeing cosmeceuticals, nutraceuticals, anti-aging, preventative care, integrative health care. All of that is being worked into the spa. And it's reducing the price of insurance. It's helping people feel better. So the spa is really starting to become a much bigger arena of therapeutic aids as it was before.
Well, I think it's becoming more and more well-known also because of the current trend towards people becoming better informed about natural health.
That's very true.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, there was a tendency at one time for the moment there's an ache or a pain, the first thing that the doctor's going to do is he's either going to send you home with pills or he's going to say, oh, we're going to have to cut you open and figure out what's going on. And a lot of the times, I mean, these things, and I'm not saying anything against traditional medicine because that we definitely need these procedures in many cases, but a lot of times it's not necessary. If you go the extra step to see, there are some real therapeutic massage treatments that you can do that, believe it or not, will help you avoid the need for surgery.
Well, and also if you catch those things before you're to the point where you definitely need surgery, you're much better off. I think it's the aging population, the internet, having a lot more information at our fingertips, and people wanting to healthfully age rather than age like their parents did.
It becomes a preventative maintenance issue.
Right, and just a whole realm of feeling better, not just in your physical body, but also in how you approach your life. We're having psychotherapists, guided imagery, acupuncture, all of that's being introduced to the spa environment now. And it's because people want their entire lifestyle to be changed, transformed, and enhanced.
Well, people are starting to see the need for taking a bit better care of themselves. And, you know, you come out of one of these sessions where maybe somebody had been trained in sports medicine, for instance, and you'll find that just for your day-to-day affairs, you'll end up feeling better about yourself, feeling healthy and better habits. And, you know, certainly relaxing and soothing massage is definitely a very useful part of virtually any routine.
Well, and we're finding that corporations are integrating massage and different kinds of spa modalities into their actual facilities because their insurance levels are going down. It's a perk for employees doing what they want them to do. And the whole attitude at a corporation is uplifted by therapeutic services.
That's a very interesting point you bring up, of course, about rates of injury and insurance rates going down by virtue of the fact that there's a lot less sickness and sick leave when you find that people take a bit better care of themselves.
Right. People are more prone to better nutritional habits and also exercise when they feel better about themselves. So it really comes full circle. And then you've got employees around you that are positive, they feel great, and they're doing a much better job. It's well worth it.
This is the last minute, as of course the show draws to a close. Steve, what are your top five tips on making it in the Montreal area massage?
Oh, in Montreal area, I think we've learned that you have to be along a Metro line number 2 and have an instant teller machine near you.
And make sure you have an endless supply of batteries for the clock if you're going to be the
customer.
Oh, yeah,
don't fall asleep during your massage in Montreal.
It'll be the fastest hour you've ever had.
You might find the clock changed on you and then you're woken up, so sir, your appointment's over. And see, in 20 years, I've had that experience too. So
we've had our range of experiences. Melissa, we thank you for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show. I hope you join us back some other time to tell us.
Oh, thanks for joining me, and feel free to visit my website, thespaassociation.com.
Yeah, I've seen your website. Actually, it's very, very informative, and it's something that we definitely highly recommend. Therefore,
thespaassociation.com.
Yes, and our consulting firm is mintonweb.com.
Mintonweb.com. Well, Melissa, thanks for joining us once again. I hope you come back, because this was a fun little discussion about one of our favorite all-time topics.
Oh, thanks for having me, and happy spa going.
We will be
definitely enjoy it.
Well, Steve, it's another hour is coming on the Travel World Radio Show.
Yes.
Next week, what are our plans?
Well, I don't know what I'll do. Maybe I'll go away. Maybe I'll sit in my basement. But
no matter what,
Melanie Reffes will be talking about some of her travel experiences, more on Jamaica, more on the Washington Cherry Blossom Festival, and Judith Ritter has been to Palm Beach County, Florida.
So we got a lot of interesting stuff for you coming up next week on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. The show is coming to an end one more time, and for all of us here at the Travel World Radio Show, thanks for joining us. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Bob Cassini.
Stay tuned. Happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.